This is Senator Al Simpson. Recent demands for the legalization of drugs like crack, cocaine, and heroin are most discouraging. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, who won't admit that the drug problem in this country is becoming extremely frustrating? But I sure wouldn't say that as some last resort we should legalize drugs. That's nuts. Just because some officials are feeling hopeless about overcrowding in the jails or a present inability to make a dent in the drug problem, it does not make any good sense to simply say it is okay to corrupt our society with what are proven to be killer substances. Ted, we're just beginning to make some headway in this country's attitude toward illegal drug use. Why give in now? Let's discourage those that are giving drug users legitimacy. Let's ram it to the users and take away some of their cherished personal rights, and put a swift end to this absurd idea of legalization that some proclaim to be the answer.
Al, we've only just begun to fight a serious war on drugs. It would be absurd to run up the white flag of legalization. That's surrender. The idea popped up briefly a year ago when the mayor of Baltimore endorsed it. A new round of controversy was triggered recently when a federal judge in New York proposed it. I don't agree with the doomsayers who say the war on drugs is already over and we lost. For the first time, we've begun to act on the idea that law enforcement, important as it is, can't do the job alone. We've just begun to emphasize prevention and treatment. Prevention, so that young persons won't start on drugs, and treatment, so that those already hooked can stop their addiction. A successful war on drugs takes time and resources, Al. It can't be won overnight, but it can be won. It's our job to win it, not run away from it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a mission to China. It should have stayed home. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.